this is a reading from 2 Chronicles 6, and it's Solomon's prayer of dedication for the temple. He says this: O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, God of Israel, keep had to share with the whole of the mission community, something that God's reminded you of, maybe something that you did that brought fresh perspective. We'd encourage you to share that with us. So you can be thinking about that just as we work our way through a couple of notices. The first one is to say that on Wednesday in the morning, from 9:30 till sort of lunchtime-ish, if you're able to give an hour or more or less, then Kate Burkett would love for you to join her in the hall. They have their sort of annual toy cleaning event. So this is in preparation for the under fives groups that will begin the week after. And so if you're able to give an hour to come and help Kate and her team clean some toys, then that would be gratefully received. And you'll see from the notice sheet that Kate reminds you to bring your rubber gloves if you have some. But nibbles and a bit of a bite for lunch will be provided. So if you're able to do that, that's on Wednesday morning here at the church. I also wanted to give you a kind of heads up about the next full church meeting. So that's on Thursday the 27th of September. So these are opportunities for the community of Southbury to come together and to look back on what has been going on and to look forward. And I don't know, for those of you who are here in Henley Morning today, but Peter kind of alluded to this could be a big one. So I don't actually know what might be on that agenda either, so I'm just quite intrigued as to what might be happening. But it's a date for your diaries, Thursday the 27th of September, meet here in the sanctuary. And you can come to those meetings whether you're a church member or not, you're just part of this community. So we'd encourage you to do that, to join us for those times together. And unless there are other notices, which I've not been made aware of, we'll have this open mic. So you don't have to come to the front, you can share with the whole this community from the comfort of your own seat. But maybe there's something that has happened in your summer that you'd like to share, to catch up with, maybe an encouragement that you'd like to share with us all. It could be anything. There's no sort of agenda. So, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. I'm just going to invite Chris to the front, and we're going to pray for him and for us as he shares God's word to us. Father God, we thank you that your word is living and active. We thank you that we can read it. But we pray, Lord, that it wouldn't just be words that we read, but that as your Spirit speaks through Chris, that it would breathe life into these words. And that life would just go deep within us, within our hearts and within our minds, and so then in turn affect our actions.
So we finished our summer series looking at had a theme of God in my series of sermons looking at particular passions and callings of the folks who were speaking. And before we start our sort of autumn series, which is going to be on some of the kind of fundamental sort of theological foundations that we build our faith on, this is just a one-off this week. So sometimes with a blank canvas I never quite know where to go. So I thought I'd revisit an unused topic verses and had a different chorus in there as well, and that's kind of given the song a new lease of life in worship as well. So that's kind of where the song came from. And that phrase in the middle of it, "my anchor holds within the veil," you know it means something important, but the first time I sung it, I went, what does that actually mean? And it turns out it's a line from the passage that we read for us earlier, from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And it was the original set of hymns that Moog published when he was writing "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand." The original theme for his bringing all of these together was the immutable basis for a sinner's hope. That was his overriding theme when he was trying to draw together a particular set of songs. The songs that sing of hope and security that we have in our faith in Christ. And that's where this line comes from. So to try and understand it in its context, then, it makes sense to look at the book of Hebrews. What is it? Why? Where does this concept of "my anchor within the veil" come from? So the book of the Hebrews, the earliest manuscripts of